Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. Welcome to all our listeners, especially those in our local hospitals. Let's begin with a lovely traditional hymn sung in a Celtic style, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, sung by the Maranatha Celtic. Beautiful words there about our God of love and mercy, who calls us to be loving and merciful. But we're not always, are we? In fact, sometimes we're quite the opposite. If we were to enter the words, people we love to hate, into a computer search engine, which I did, we would find long lists of people, even top 10 lists, of famous people who've been judged and found wanting. despised for either their hypocrisy, their infidelities, or their greed. There seems to be so little forgiveness around these days for the fallen. We so easily forget that we all make mistakes in life, every single one of us. The prophet Isaiah says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to our own way." In this next song, with words taken from Psalm 139, we're drawn in prayer to ask God to shine a light into our hearts and show us what we need to put right in our lives. It's called Search Me, O God, from my album Called to Serve.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. You know me well, you see inside.
Today's character in the Bible reading you're about to hear is Zacchaeus, sometimes pronounced Zacchaeus. He would have been at the top of the top 10 list of the most hated people in the district of Jericho. Not only was he a tax collector, but he was the man in charge of taxation. The money and goods he collected increased the wealth of Rome, the sworn enemy of the people, and most likely Zacchaeus was lining his own pockets too. Perhaps he'd once been a Jew and lost his status because of the profession he chose. If so, he would have been considered a turncoat and a traitor too. But his encounter with Jesus turned his life around. Let's listen to how that was done. I'm reading from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. all who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Let's listen to Darlene Zeck sing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Children's cartoon story of the Jungle Book, we come across a great ape called King Louis, who's reached the top, but something was missing in his life, something way out of his reach, and that was fire. Zacchaeus was rather like that. He was at the top of his profession. Taxation was a lucrative business, but perhaps underneath the surface, Zacchaeus felt uneasy and troubled about the work he did. Or was there some kind of emptiness inside him, some vacuum that couldn't be filled? Did he have a guilty conscience about what he did to people? And did it weigh heavily upon him that he was far away from God? A Native American Indian once said, "I know what my conscience is. It's like a little three-cornered thing in here," he said, as he laid his hand on his heart. "It stands still when I am good. But when I'm bad, it turns around and the corners are sharp and they hurt very much. But if I keep on doing wrong, by and by the corners wear off and it doesn't hurt anymore." Did Zacchaeus want to come clean? Go on, guess the meaning of his name. It was actually pure or clean, but he obviously felt far from it. Our next song is called Purify My Heart, sung here by Brian Dirksen.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin. Deep within, refiner's fire.
I wonder if this is why Zacchaeus, on hearing Jesus was entering the town, was desperate to see the one who was rumoured to actually show respect to outcasts and sinners. He couldn't get through the crowd to see Jesus, or even see over the tops of people's heads because of his short height, so he ran ahead and climbed a tree for a better viewing position. In doing so, he threw caution to the wind and risked losing his dignity. Did he dare to hope, though, that he could alter what he'd become? The very presence of Jesus did change his life. It happens today. Jesus still turns lives inside out. And here's a song of that title, written and sung by Margaret Scott of Whitley Bay.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give. You warned it wasn't easy, it never is. Dreams get damaged, our strength gives. We call to you and claim your promises, 'cause you're turning us inside out. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside us.
Jesus came for hurting people, says that song, and all we need to do is call him and claim his promises. And when we say our yes to him, we then find peace for our souls. But fear and pride can sometimes hold us back. In a poem by Michel Qua, he writes, I'm afraid of saying yes, Lord. Where will you take me? I'm afraid of drawing the longer straw. I'm afraid of signing my name to an unread agreement. I'm afraid of the yes that will entail other yeses. Yet I am not at peace, for you pursue me, besiege me. I seek out the din for fear of hearing you. but in a moment of silence, you slip through. And the poem ends with these words, O Lord, I'm afraid of your demands, but who can resist you? That your kingdom may come and not mine, that your will may be done and not mine, help me to say yes. Jesus looked up into that sycamore tree and befriended Zacchaeus, who suddenly found himself accepted. Jesus was soon to transform the way he felt about himself. Jesus comes to turn our lives around too. He comes to bestow upon us, if we will allow him, a brand new name and a bright new future. So says this next song, which is called I Will Change Your Name by DJ Butler.
I will change your name. You shall no longer be called wounded, outcast, lonely or afraid. I will change.
This incredible about turning life is best described in the book of Isaiah, where he tells us what God's holy anointed one would come to do for his people. It says he would bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. As a result of his conversation with Jesus, Zacchaeus makes amends, paying out well over the amount a robber would have to be required to do so by law. Not only did he show his repentance in words alone, people saw by his deeds that his transformation was real. So to sum up, Zacchaeus, in the midst of his troubles, simply rose to a higher perspective, in his case, the sycamore tree. He looked towards Jesus and opened his heart to him, and then discovered he'd been set free. Zacchaeus was a changed man, and he went on his way peacefully. Let's do the same this morning by offering up this final song as a prayer. It's called Go Peaceful, written by Paul Field. I heard it for the first time just last week, sung by a local choir called Waves. I don't have a copy of them singing it, unfortunately, but here it is sung by Jonathan Vera. It's called Go Peaceful. Have a lovely week. Bye for now.
Go peaceful in gentleness through the violence of these days. Give freely, show tenderness in all your ways. Through darkness, in troubled times, let holiness be your aim. Seek wisdom, let faithfulness burn like a flame. God speed you, God lead you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. Speak truthfully in a world of greed and lies. Show kindness, see everyone through heaven's eyes. God hold you, enfold you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. May you be known by love.